This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, Ruby Tando is here, the university undergraduate who actually had quite a tough time on social media when she took part in the Great British Bake Off last series. Welcome to you, Ruby. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Now, I know you enjoyed listening to Julia. What was the bit that we both picked up on was men do and women appear. Yeah. And that does appear to be the case, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think she really hit the nail on the head with that. It's when women step out on a limb and kind of really do something proactive that most often they become vulnerable to those sorts of attacks.
Yeah, now you signed up to the Great British Bake Off. Am I right in thinking that you didn't actually know all that much about it when you agreed to take part?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd caught the tail end of the previous series, but I just kind of thought I felt up for a challenge, and what a challenge it was.
And what stage in your life were you at when you agreed to take part in it?
I was in my first year of my undergraduate degree.
What, and you just fancied something else to do?
Yeah, just keeping entertained.
Okay, and did it live up to expectations? Because you ended up, as I've already mentioned, you ended up getting a lot of criticism, didn't you? And a lot of it totally unwarranted.
Yeah, I have to say I was baffled at the time, but obviously since then I've had time to put it all in perspective. I think for me the most confusing thing was how much my intentions were kind of dissected, kind of under the microscope. If I showed one emotion, it was interpreted as another, or as a game, as a ploy to get somewhere else. So it was I kind of felt like I couldn't be honest.
And I think, depressingly, a lot of the criticism came from women, didn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it did. But I mean, I'm loath to say that it's women against women, because that kind of distracts from the problem that actually a lot of men were involved as well. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people were saying things like they didn't like the fact that you appeared to be lacking in confidence. A curious way of upping your confidence, actually, of criticising you for not appearing to have very much. But that appeared to be a criticism that was levelled at you.
It was, and I was surprised, actually, because people were saying that, but at the same time people were accusing Kimberly of being smug, arrogant, cocky. You know, that was as clear a case as any that you just can't win.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be a bit of baking in a tent, wasn't it? But I mean, it's interesting the role that social media plays, because we were talking about lad culture on university campuses on the programme yesterday, and a contributor pointed out that actually social media is brilliant, both at providing a platform for nonsense and also allowing women to draw attention to the kind of rubbish they don't want to put up with. So it works on both levels, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're actually here to make banana bread. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. You are back at university. You have a new book out. It's called Crumb. This is your first baking book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's been a labour of love.
Yeah. And the banana bread, is it relatively simple?
It's very, very simple. I've got the ingredients here that I can just
plough through
up
a few
right
of
now.
Them. Yeah.
Okay.
The details, of course, are on the website already. But
okay.
Go on, Ruby.
So it's quite simply, first in goes the butter. There's 125 grams, but I'm assuming the quantities everyone can read for themselves online.
Yeah, don't worry too much about that. Yep.
So you just cream the butter until it's nice and soft, and then you add in some agave nectar, which is like an alternative to normal sugar.
Uh-huh.
But I've listed alternatives, so if you do just want
to
use
soft light brown sugar
instead. No, you don't.
Okay,
but it is nice. It does have a nice flavour.
And is it easy to get hold of that?
Really easy, just in a supermarket. There's nothing in the book that you can't find in a supermarket.
Okay.
That was my acid test for whether I include things.
Okay. So after the creaming, what happens then?
So I've just put in the agave nectar, stir that together, and then just adding some mashed banana, just a couple of mashed bananas there.
They have to be quite ripe, just about past their best.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's when their flavour's strongest. So you just mix in the banana and then crack in a couple of eggs.
And am I right in imagining this isn't the sweetest cake? So if you're not, if you haven't got an incredibly sweet tooth, this is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a good one for that. But there's a glaze that you can choose to put on top, which I like to because I like the sweetness. But you can just omit that if you don't like it too sweet. So you really can cater to your own tastes and preferences with it.
Now, I know Mary Berry is a great one for saying that you've got to know your own oven. It's one of the one of the tips she once gave me, just dropping her name in there. I have met her twice, in fact. And she said it's up to you, really, to become aware of your oven and its various requirements. Mm. So, but how long would you put that in the oven for? What temperature?
Well, actually, I just moved into a new place with a new oven, so I'm still trying to get to grips with it. But it takes sort of 45 to 55 minutes. And she took dead on 50 when I made a version yesterday, so... Yeah.
You're back at university then. New house, new housemates?
I was living with three flatmates who are also at university, but now I've moved into a place I'm living by myself now. So
okay, so you've got seclusion.
I've got free rein over the kitchen.
Does that mean that? Because I gather that you're still baking quite late into the night.
I am, yeah.
Why is that, Ruby?
Well, I was baking banana bread about 11 last night, so it's things like this that keep me up.
Is that why you just can't share with anybody else?
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite an antisocial habit. People go into the kitchen for a glass of water and you're there again with all your stuff spread over the work surface.
And what about the rest of your cooking? Are you a good cook or is it just baking that just comes naturally to you?
I love to cook. I love thinking about flavours. I just love eating. I suppose that's what it boils down to. But I think baking is where most of my energies have been channeled towards. So that's certainly what I feel most confident in at the moment.
Right. I've just very daintily reached over and grabbed a piece of banana bread for myself. I'm not serving you, Ruby. I'm thinking of myself. But you've also got a documentary. You've actually made a documentary for Radio 4 as well, haven't you? What's that about?
Yeah. It's actually about girls and the internet. So it's part of the archive on 4 slot. And we've been looking at kind of girls in previous cultures and subcultures, how they were involved, whether they were involved in some of the more male-dominated ones, and how the internet has changed that, how girls kind of really rule the internet now.
We'll have to keep talking, because when does it go out?
I believe at the start of November.
It's actually on the 8th of November. Okay. I've just looked at my script. Thank you very much, Ruby. Lovely to meet you. That's Ruby's Archive on 4 documentary, Girls, airs here on Radio 4, 8th of November. The banana bread, of course, is lovely. All the details are on the website.